Congress is considering new rules to govern 401k accounts because of concerns raised by the Enron scandal. Changes or not, 401ks may not be for everyone. A new study says 401k's most popular feature, a tax-deferred status, may make it financially troublesome for some low- and moderate-level income families. Steve Tripoli reports.
Tax-deferred retirement accounts were built on the premise that people will be in a lower income tax bracket during retirement than they were while working. It therefore makes sense to shelter savings in a 401k when you're working and pay taxes on the income when your rate is lower. But an increasing number of people won't move into lower tax brackets in retirement, says Boston University economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff. That could just mean they've been good savers, but for some of them, there's a 401k dilemma when they start withdrawing retirement savings.
They may end up paying more taxes over their lifetime than if they saved outside of the 401k because of three reasons. One is they're going to be put into a higher tax bracket when they're retired. Another thing is that these withdrawals will trigger the taxation of their Social Security benefits.
Kotlikoff says the third problem is that people can lose out while they're working because when 401ks bump them into a lower tax bracket, that also lessens the value of their tax breaks, like the deduction for mortgage interest. High-income families don't have this problem. Their upfront 401k advantage is too big. But the new study Kotlikoff co-authored says some families earning $50,000 a year or less could lose 2% of lifetime earnings to taxes by using 401ks. Dallas Salisbury of the nonprofit Employee Benefits Research Institute doesn't dispute Kotlikoff's findings, but he doubts their value in the real world.
It's an interesting academic study that does not have application to policy as it exists today.
Even those who take an extra tax hit may still benefit from 401ks, says Salisbury. He agrees with Kotlikoff that the 401k penalty applies to about a fifth of those with access to the plans. These are people who not only are earning less, but are saving a lot in their 401ks and not receiving any company match on their savings. That's about 9 million Americans. But Salisbury says the very availability of such plans gets people to save more, potentially offsetting the tax problem. Salisbury says only 7% of those who can open tax-sheltered retirement accounts without automatic payroll deduction take advantage.
Whereas 75% of those that can participate in a 401k plan do so. And the principal difference, it's easy to do it. I fill out one piece of paper at work and it's done. I don't have to go find a financial institution and remember to make an IRA contribution.
Lawrence Kotlikoff, who co-wrote the study, says that doesn't change the need to close the trap for some families. He says it points to a larger problem, that employer-provided 401k benefits are all over the map in terms of who's offered what. He says people's access to incentives like a company match for savings shouldn't be subject to the serendipity of who you work for.
I think if we're going to provide an incentive for people to save, it should be for all workers, regardless of who their employer is or what their employer sets up for them. And we should have a uniform policy that's independent of really employers.
Kotlikoff says the last thing he's trying to do is discourage saving. He's long been worried that Americans don't do enough of that. Despite the new study's findings, independent financial planner Lisa Cremonini says she'd be hard-pressed to steer clients away from 401ks.
Because it's forcing them to save. They otherwise wouldn't save. A lot of Americans would get their paycheck and just spend it. Blow it.
Lawrence Kotlikoff says a good first step would be for employers to change how they chip in to their workers' retirement plans, perhaps by directing matching contributions to Roth IRAs instead of 401ks. Unlike 401ks, Roths don't generate taxable income when the money's withdrawn in retirement and thus would protect workers from higher tax rates. Employee benefits researcher Dallas Salisbury remains skeptical. Fool around with 401ks, he says, and there's no guarantee that many employers will continue matching their workers' savings. For NPR News, I'm Steve Tripoli in Boston.